This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a new mega trend taking Wall Street by storm. One that's certain to change the world and our economy.
I'm doing an ad there, I guess. I'll just play the first 3 minutes of it so people get an idea. This is a movie called The Battle for Heaven and Earth, a biblical cosmology documentary. And, of course, we post up the link here. It's called Aetherial. It's about the last 3,500 years that Simon here in Florida has sent me. It's a very good video presentation of the battle between good and evil. Oh, a lot of video stuff at the beginning.
The first 4 minutes and 40 seconds are a musical introduction. You have to jump forward, Dr. Eagle.
Which began to ravage the land and feed upon men. They corrupted the genetics of not just humanity, but of animals and plants as well. Using the knowledge they had been given by God to perform their original tasks in the heavens, they proceeded to teach mankind all sorts of forbidden things.
These are basically the Dracos. They're basically the Draco reptilians from the star system Alpha Draconis, and they actually polluted the human race to the point where they took the daughters of men and they actually interbred with them. And that's why the only people who are, quote, in the Bible, perfect in their generations was Noah and their three sons and their wives. That's why everybody else was polluted. We're genetically modified people, like jimps, I call them. Similarly, right now, people have become genetically modified humans with the insertion of the mRNA, but it's not the full change in the genetics that occurred with the hybridization with the Draco. So that's what's going on there. I'll post up a link on this later on so people can actually watch this video. Now, the other thing I want you to talk about, Simon, is this informed consent issue. So I'm going to pull this up now, and we'll get into that. Let's have a look at this informed consent issue.
While you pull up the link, Dr. Eagle, maybe I could just give three alternative definitions of health literacy. So the first is from Healthy People, and it defines health literacy as degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and the services needed to make appropriate decisions.
Right.
Another one is the term health literacy means the degree to which an individual has the capacity to obtain, communicate, process, and understand basic health information and services in order to make appropriate health decisions.
Right.
And then one from Canada for your Canadian listeners, and this was done in conjunction with British and American doctors. It says, health literacy is the use of a wide range of skills that improve the ability of people to act on information in order to live healthier lives. These skills include reading, writing, listening, speaking, numeracy, and critical analysis, as well as communication and interaction skills. That's
right.
The Canadian Charter of Calgary from 2008. Now, what I think is particularly important here is that it's my belief that barely any of the key points of assessing people's basic health literacy, which I think is required in order to determine whether or not you have actually received informed consent, is not being done in the United Kingdom, the United States of America, or Canada.
Right. Yeah, basically, we have a violation of all 10 precepts of the Nuremberg trials. The health literacy, you've got to understand, the medical profession are dumb, self-directed, and greedy idiots. They're serial killers. In fact, if you have an MD or DO behind your name, you're 11 times more likely to be a serial killer. Now, that's to say I've been half a century in the medical professions, and it's populated by people who get prescription pads and write prescriptions, but they don't fully understand pharmacology, genetics, epigenetics, or how even the body works. And when I ask pointed questions by people, even if they're cardiologists, what causes heart disease. They fuss and fight and try to pretend that they know things, but they're already ordering things like, cardiolite scans, angiography, doing authentic procedures, and putting in, thing in your artery wall, like little wires and so on, and enzymes to break up plaque. But yet they don't know what causes heart disease because they don't want to know. It ruins business. And you have to understand the same thing as this. They call it a vaccine, but these things that they called vaccines under the AZAR, appointed by Donald Trump, is not a vaccine. So I want him to switch off the vaccine horse. And if we succeed, we're going to convince him that the current rate of damage caused by the vaccines, he needs to switch to the edge cap and the vaccine rescue horse of specific nutraceuticals, lifestyle, and diet. They're going to rescue the people from getting serious end-stage disease, sterility, brain death, and inability to actually maintain a population, because if this has the effect that I expect it will be, we'll see a population collapse of future generations where they won't be able to actually create babies anymore, and many of the people will be dead because of the toxic effects on vasculopathy, neurological deterioration, and genetic damage causing autoimmune disease and cancer. So what people need to realize, this is the greatest crime against the human race since the Nephilim came and hybridized with the humans before the flood of Noah, isn't it?
Well, I would agree with all of that, Dr. Deagle, but I think if you look at one of the links I gave you, which is from the Joint Commission that many people may not be familiar with, the Joint Commission is basically the federal agency that deals with the quality of hospital and medical clinic healthcare provision. And they, for example, use the definition that health literacy is the degree to which an individual has the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. But then they specify, and they have this in red and in bold, it is not simply the ability to read. It requires a complex group of reading, listening, analytical, and decision-making skills and the ability to apply these skills to health situations.
You don't even see that among doctors, let alone the public. The public are at the mercy of the news media and their dumb doctors that don't give a crap, or they're afraid to lose their license if they don't take their interest. Right now, the doctors, 60% of them, are afraid to take the vaccines because they know this isn't even going into a vaccine program. If they've never even understood vaccines, they know this is not even following the previous vaccine standards, right?
But they go on to specify, still in red and in bold, their ability to comprehend may be affected by illness, age, stress, tardiness, mood, and diagnosis, and so it can fluctuate over time. In addition to being patients being affected by basic literacy skills and English proficiency, health literacy is also impacted by a patient's knowledge of health topics, the human body, nature and causes of disease, terminology, and numeracy skills. Everyone, no matter how educated, is at risk for misunderstanding health information if the issue is emotionally charged or complex. In some cases, patients may believe they have understood its directions, but they may indeed be embarrassed to ask questions in order to confirm their understanding. I mean, and when you think about...
And often, they're often coerced by relatives. I'll give an example, and then we'll talk about an actual case. Woman has had previous abdominal surgery for obesity. She decides to get pregnant in her pregnancy. She goes to the hospital to do a C-section. The hospital in the state she's in decides that if she doesn't take the vaccine, they can't accept her as a patient. She takes the vaccine when she's still pregnant with her baby, which may affect the baby. Her husband, in order to see the baby in the intensive care unit, because they're going to come up for a few days in the ICU, he has to be vaccinated or he won't see his child. And then finally, the relatives that they want to see the baby, they're told that if they don't see the vaccine, they won't see their grandson as well. So they get coerced into taking the vaccine. Then all of a sudden, some or one or the other gets very massive explosive diarrhea, panic attacks, neurological symptoms, etc. And they realize they've done something very harmful to their health, and they want to be rescued. So they contact me, and I try to rescue them. But they don't realize that they've done something I call a vaccinocide. They've actually, in the process, killed themselves. And I have to rescue them before they die, okay? Or prevent the process from leading to its ultimate end, which is neurological deterioration, vasculopathy, autoimmune disease, or cancer. Now, people don't realize you've committed a form of lemming vaccinocide, where you've been joined because of coercion, an idea because you're coerced into doing this by relatives or by the medical system, which doesn't give a crap about you or science. And there's enough doctors and nurses, especially nurses, that are very aware that this is a violation of normal process for vaccine development, so they don't want to take it. But you see, the healthcare, the politicians, like in New York City, want to force everybody to be vaccinated because they want to basically make it more and more impossible for the unvaccinated to have any liberty. Even Rand Paul, who actually got a test to prove he actually had immunity, they want to be vaccinated anyway, even though he's immune already, based on a blood test. Pretty nasty, hey?
Indeed.
So we're dealing with a form of vaccino-tyranny from globalists and maniacs, and they need to shut the hell up and stop it. And if they want a real battle in court or otherwise, they're going to get it. I see it in so many cases now. Every day I have monster cases like this one I just mentioned.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. You can't do an EUA if there's a treatment otherwise available. For example, even hydroxychloroquine early on, or my first line defense kit, which works 100% no matter how far gone, or in the intermittent phase, it was vermectin, at least for the other strains. Now the new coronavirus out of India, it doesn't seem to be near as effective. So what we're dealing with is they couldn't have got the EUA, and what they did is they changed the name They call these mRNA inductive technologies, some of them with other crap in them that you don't want to fully list, like hydrogels, which are nanobot technology, or a luciferase to actually tattoo people, or other technologies, but maybe there's some kind of metallic object in there. Some people are saying they're taking magnets. I don't know if I believe the full magnet things until I see it actually personally, but nothing would surprise me about these guys, because if you talk to people like Elon Musk, who I've known very well for years, or other transhumanists, right? Ray Kurzweil, for example. I know him personally. These people have no limits to how far they'll go to make people transhuman, including putting microelectrodes in their brain or nanotechnologies, bots that can actually interface with their cortex, and lithium nanolase, which Dr. Lieber, who did a reverse engineering on the Sigma-1 protein for the Thousand Talents program, is now in jail over it, even though it was fully funded by Fauci during Biden and Obama's presidency. So what we're dealing with is a bunch of frigging criminals in the White House and our big tech, our deep state, and our agencies here that made these actual bioweapons, gave the components to the Chinese. The Chinese declared a biological war on us with the components we gave them. They actually vaccinated their people, and the vaccinated people were the source of the virus. And now the vaccinated people are the bioreactors creating new versions of it, like in India where they used the AstraZeneca vaccine formula, which was banned in 20 countries, and it's mutating the virus, so it's causing much more lethal effects. So what people have to understand that it violates every one of the statutes of the Nuremberg trials. It violates, there's no forensic database for the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization. None. I can't log into it. Every doctor should be able to log into it. It has renamed vaccines. They're not vaccines. They're basically, I call chemo shots, or Dr. Francis Boyle calls them Frankenshots. And they're now being pushed on people where the informed consent, basically there's no informed consent, and they're trying to manipulate people with either lotteries or eating fries, or now pushing kids to get little badges and so on, and maybe a free hamburger to get a shot in the fall, and only a few months away. What we have to understand here, these are freaking criminals on a rampage. If they were somebody trying to invade my home, I'd probably shoot them dead at my front doorstep. Why are we putting up with this? I don't know. We're just stunned, and we're passive, and we're, you know, I have even family members who have submitted to the vaccine because of coercion. You know, they coerced my daughter-in-law to get it because she's teaching cheerleading. And then my son, her boyfriend, which are about to be married, he took the vaccine because she took it. And then my other son took the vaccine because his wife had to be vaccinated because she's in hospital. He couldn't see his own son if he didn't go to the vaccine to go to the ICU because the hospital insisted if you're not vaccinated, you can't see him. Then all the relatives had to be vaccinated, so I won't be able to probably see my grandson for a long time to come until they start coming around to the fact that I'm already giving them rescue kits, and if they don't take the rescue kits, they're going to start to seriously deteriorate and die. And that's my own family. Now, if you can imagine how pissed I am that they did these things anyway, even though I've been telling them all along how dangerous the vaccines are, and if they weren't taking my nutraceuticals, which, by the way, is rescuing them, they'd be already looked screwed and tattooed already.
Well, Dr. Siegel, I think one of the points that you made very clearly there is, and this runs all the way through it, is the ability, and this is one of the reasons for doing a health literacy assessment, is to determine whether or not the patient has the ability to make an assessment themselves on the risk of the treatment or vaccination.
They evade
as
the issues.
They use emotional health benefit. And that is straight from the Nuremberg Code.
Well, they don't talk about any benefit. They say you're just being compliant because you have to, because the government asks you, or the hospital asks you, or your relatives ask you. And people are being compliant just so they can stick with their little crowd, no matter who the hell they are. There's no discussions, from what I understand, of any health benefits. And to give an example, if we tested every American for, like Rand Paul, for their immunity, having him previously had the coronavirus, and he proves he has immunity, why would he need a vaccine if he already has had the virus? Just like Donald Trump. Why would Donald Trump do it? Because he wants the glory of the vaccines. That's why we're going to get him off that horse. Because the vaccine horse is going to blow back in his face. If I can't get him off that horse, when he comes back in the fall this year or spring next year, hopefully the fall this year, he needs to be off the vaccine horse, because once it starts killing people, the media can't hide it. They can't hide it now. It's leaking through all over even regular media in local towns and cities across America and worldwide. They can't stop this truth from coming through. And when it does, they'll try to blame Donald Trump for being the minister of the Antichrist, killing everybody by pushing his warp speed program to kill people. That's what's going to happen.
But I agree with you. But the assessment for making that health benefit versus the risk assessment is not standard. It varies depending upon your health and your age. So if you're in a very low age category, and, for example, nobody in Canada under the age of 19 has died of COVID unless they were like...
Well, I agree, but then they have to show benefit of any age. In fact, we went over this with 3 years ago with Richard Fleming. There's no benefit at any age, whether you're 70 years of age or 80 years of age. None of these vaccines have shown any benefit to anybody of any age. And if you're vaccinated, it doesn't reduce the chance of picking up the virus. In fact, it increases it. You're virus-free, blood test-free, get vaccinated. 3 months later, your immune system's suppressed. You're going to pick up the virus at some point. That's what's going on here, okay? So what I see is a violation of logic, common sense, and decency, and science. And it doesn't matter to the people that are pushing this because they're a bunch of dictatorial maniacs, and the public are passive. They're used to being told what to do by their teachers, their pastors, and their so-called overlords. And they just comply, even though it violates common sense and decency and simple logic. You don't need complex logic. This doesn't require a genius or a doctor to know this. The nurses that are working firsthand know that a lot of the doctors are liars and celery killers. They work with them. Okay? The first one who told this to me was a nurse back almost 55 years ago when I was in medical school, and told me how doctors, you got to be watching out for them because they are liars, idiots, and serial killers. That's a fact. And she was a wise intensive care nurse, and she told me to watch out for them. Believe me, I've seen that proven correct. The doctors are self-directed, greedy morons. Only about 1 or 2% have the brains to actually do what they're doing. Most of them can't solve a complex problem if they don't have the science behind them. And if they do, most of them are gutless and won't speak out if they actually find the truth. Well, that's the fact. So when you talk about all these nice platitudes of informed consent, there's no attempt to inform consent. There's informed conscription is what it is. Disinformed conscription through pressure on relatives, friends, and people just involved with circles. Let's say, if you don't do this in your special forces of the military, you're going to be extruded from the military. Horrific things done to our military that the government wants to do if they get away with it. Vaccinate the hell out of them and ruin their ability to work, let's say, 6 months or a year from now if they develop health problems, to deploy if we have a war or anything like that. What are we going to do if their health professionals are all sick and dying a year or two from now? What are we going to do? Not much, except maybe die. How's that?
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is reaching a major milestone in the COVID-19 vaccination effort. The White House announcing 50% of American adults are now fully vaccinated against coronavirus. That translates to nearly 130 million people. President Biden set a goal to get 160 million adults fully vaccinated by July 4th. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is ripping the removal of the remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president's decision to retreat from Afghanistan is not clear-eyed or strategic. It's dangerous, wishful thinking.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor also warning that the Taliban is poised to restart control over the war-torn nation. The White House also announcing that President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Switzerland. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House remains optimistic about striking a bipartisan deal on a massive infrastructure update. During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a lot of movement in the Senate. Democrats and Republicans remain divided over how much to pay for the plan. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Israel today working to solidify the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorists. Blinken, taking questions in Jerusalem, was asked about the United States rejoining the JCPOA.
What we committed to do from day one of this administration. Well, we said all along that if there was an opportunity, we would seek to return to mutual compliance with the JCPOA. But we also said that from day one, we would be keeping our closest allies and closest partners fully and contemporaneously informed of what we were doing.
President Trump withdrawing the United States from the JCPOA back in May of 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
They don't understand. They don't want to understand it. I don't buy it.
First off, you're assuming that they speak English.
No, even when I have other people translate to another language. We know around the world that people are starting to pick up on the fact that this vaccine program is a eugenics program for population reduction. Well, they don't have to understand all the details. You have to know that after you're vaccinated, you're sick as hell, vomiting your guts up, neurologically hyper manic, that you're going to develop physical symptoms that are going to make you go crazy, and you know you got this feeling like your heart's beating like a rabbit, and you're feeling clots and bleeding, nosebleeds, and so on. And they don't have to know all the specific biological details of why they're so damn sick. They realize that I did something very stunned to be vaccinated, and when you explain what they're doing, making spike proteins that are toxic, you mean spike proteins are bad? Yeah, not only that, you give them off affecting even your neighbor. So if a wife who's been vaccinated lays down with her husband, he can wake up with bruising all over. He can actually have a little girl that's her daughter, not vaccinated, all of a sudden have vaginal bleeding at, say, 1 month of age. So if people have to start understanding, you don't have to understand all the science to know this is real. People are in a state of multi-level denial because they've been told alternate stories by the media or their doctor or other people, like their relatives. And they believe the relatives, even though it's not science, because it's silence, I call it. Instead of science, it's silence. Shut up and listen to the lies we're telling you. They don't want science, they want silence. Do you follow me?
Yes, indeed. I mean, what you're talking about is peer pressure and propaganda. And that's
right, and they don't want to think. In fact, I think a lot of people, if they actually had an independent thought, they'd need a hair fire extinguisher because their hair would go on fire.
Yeah.
And people say, Dr. Deagle, that's ridiculous. Even one of the analogies that John Spring gave me about this lady, Deb, he made the statement that she said that, you know, Einstein made the statement that when you talk to regular people about some of his theories, they don't understand even the simplest approach to his theories. Well, my stuff's even simpler than Einstein. You basically take a molecule, expose your body to it, and then recognizes it later. It's like seeing a picture of a pathogen to your immune cells, and then your body's immune cell, that memory can be transferred into the molecules to cells in your body by swallowing a capsule of it. It's like a little USB drive that sends. You send a photo, for example, that you've taken of something you like to, say, your friend, to your husband or wife. This is the same thing. We send it by email to your friend, by their email address, and they can open up the picture. That's what a USB drive mRNA does. It sends a memory fragments to your body so your body can recognize the presence of the virus. You now transfer the ability to make T cell to kill the virus, a superoxide radical, and B cell to send it like a green laser to put the target on the virus. And it's that simple. I mean, it's so simple, you need to be smacked beside the head to not understand that. So when I hear people whining that they can't understand it, I'll repeat it over and over again to the point where it's so small, little micro fragments of logic. You say, oh, that's all it is? Yeah, that's all it is.
Three quick things, if I may. In Tennessee, the age for informed medical consent has been reduced to 7.
Now, how can a child, a 7-year-old, understand even these simple principles?
Right.
They think in terms of comic relief and comic characters. They're still in a dream state, what you all call the alpha state, right?
And how susceptible are they to peer pressure?
Well, they're just like they're little. That's why you have to protect children, because they're affected like a small animal in a herd. They just follow wherever the herd goes, right?
And bullying. The teacher convinces the biggest, strongest kid in the class, and then he threatens to beat up the other kids. I mean, it's just a horrific concept. But
unless you're built differently, when the biggest, strongest kid in the class would threaten me, I'd take him outside and clock his wind by being a very vicious fighter, despite him thinking he's so big and tough. And there's very few people like me willing to actually put ourselves at risk. But, you know, that's the way I'm built. In the end, I'm 1 in 100,000 or whatever. So what? But I want people to realize you don't have to be exactly like me. You just have to actually insist that they tell you why there's a benefit, number two, and what are the dangers. And now you see the dangers are coming out in the media everywhere. Everybody now knows that there's a danger to these vaccines. Even people are relatively stunned, even Democrats or independents. They're starting to realize, even though they're twice as likely than the Republicans to go for the shots, they're realizing it's going to cause a massive destruction of Democrats. Maybe that's what happened to bring power back to the country. You get rid of stunned people that follow the demon rats, the Democratic Party or independents that think they need a Biden-like change of the country to make health care reasonable cost or reduce university costs so they can have a bunch of free junk. Well, there's nothing free in the world. Where's the money going to come from? Oh, we've got to raise the interest rate and the taxes on everybody. So eventually the big corporations will pass that cost on to you. There's no such thing as a free lunch. It's really a pile of garbage.
But now, Dr. Deagle, we're also seeing even reported by the CDC and the VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that there seems to be an acceleration of Alzheimer's or dementia, or there are scientific reports about a conceptual buildup of prions and advanced brain disease.
Well, so that's not already happening.
How do you then get consent to the second or the third shot?
Well, here's the problem. You see, this has been going on for decades. The first thing is the vaccine program has been ramping up since the 80s. The average child is now exposed to 2,000 micrograms plus of aluminum and other crazy toxins that cause autoimmune disease and way more concentration. John Springer, you did make it back, okay? John?
Yes, I did.
So we've been talking about consent here. I'd like you to put your oar in about the consent, because you've got another about 20 minutes here. I believe that there's no such thing as actually true informed consent occurring in this country. I see not a fleck of evidence that is occurring or following any standards of reasonability. No one's being advised of what the benefits are of these vaccines or any proof or even a database. For example, there's no forensic database. There's no proper use of the EUA statutes. There's a violation of every statute of the Nuremberg trials and the experimentation of the population. The real objective is here to sterilize people, reduce the population by killing people, and making sure that you can't have an injury-on predator scene, because when you're vaccinated, your sperm don't swim anymore, and your eggs don't work. And if you have a baby, you have 4 times more likelihood that you're going to miscarry that baby. So people need to grasp here, this is a murder vaccine. It has nothing to do, and nobody's going to get informed consent. Even the doctors don't have the mental capacity, a lot of them, to even get informed consent, let alone giving it to anybody. They're stunned, self-directed, greedy serial killers. That's the facts.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, John.
I need to say this. I need to say this to our listening audience. So far, from what I've been able to tell, there might have been one or two exceptions. I don't know how many of you are listening, but basically, you have been so apathetic and so disinterested in something that is far more important than any charitable organization that you've contributed to during your entire life. We're talking about the very survival of America.
And the human race worldwide.
Yes. And that's why I'm urging each and every one of you to very seriously consider making a contribution to EduCap Oral Exosomes LLC and mailing it to 1995 Quail View Drive, Vista, California, zip code 92084.
Yeah, and you got my latest email this morning. I got it from Dr. Bill Singh. You know what he said in the email? That you may have had
a chance to read it. I know.
And he told me in the email that if they don't get the money this week, the reactor, bioreactor, goes from $35,000 to $110,000 per bioreactor. And I did talk to Lana Carter, and she doesn't know when the money's going to come through, but she's scrambling on her end. Hongli's kept me up for more than a month now with no money coming forward. And again, he's an affiliate of Dr. Mikovits, who blew me off that she doesn't have time to even look at my, at the time, 19-minute video until July, even though she's doing conferences and working on another book. That's bizarre behavior. I don't know how stressed she is, but you got to work on solutions when there is a solution rather than blowing me off. I don't know where the hell she's coming from, but even her, as an immunologist, when she visited me a month ago, I explained in great detail where she's sitting beside me at my studio here in Vista, exactly how the technology works, and yet she won't come back and do another interview until she looks at the patent, which I sent her, and the video. And the same thing with Dr. Mahde. She hasn't tried to interview me. Neither has Dr. Tenpenny. She blew it off and said, don't call me anymore. Even though I asked her to be on the board, these people are self-centered maniacs. I don't know what the hell the problem is, but to be honest with you, those people out there in the public, you're also self-centered idiots. You don't realize if you signed up enough people, we wouldn't need for external funding. We'd have enough. We have a lot of people signed up enough to actually do a study. But without the funding this week, the study is going to be significantly delayed, and every day, 2 million more Americans and millions around the world are vaccinated on their way to the grave. Wake up! It's the end of the road here, people.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I agree with all that, but just so that people understand how...
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line. 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical. Friday is the firing line, where we take your questions and issues. You call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday, on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. So listening, people, you realize you're not going to see me on the Alex Jones Show or Mike Adams. You're not going to see me on Fox News or Newsmax or CNN. They're not going to, in any way, interview me, even if I can present the actual papers, like I got from Dr. Fleming, you know, Dr. Fleming's papers, or Francis Boyle's papers on the actual components we gave to the Chinese. They didn't do this independently. When I had them remonstrating this morning on Newsmax, I'm thinking, you know, if I was a maniac back in the 60s, I'd throw something at the TV and break the TV. It's ridiculous. To hear the same whining from people, we don't know what the source of the virus is. It's so obvious, even if you had one eye and you're partially blind, you can see this. Okay? It's disgusting. The news media don't want to hear it, even though I've contacted them numerous times to let me come on your show and bring out the truth. And that includes all these alternative media that are trying to spin things to scare the hell out of you. What are they doing? I don't know what they're doing, but they're sure not doing anything towards the solution of the problem or assisting me that has a solution. First line to get, vaccine rescue kit, carry the Edgar caps, and then also deal with possibility of future viruses. If this one doesn't do what they want, they'll come up with, in 2 or 3 years, another virus that they've re-engineered sitting in the lab already probably cooking, ready to go. All right? And I can have an Edgar cap for that virus within a week after if I know how it enters the cells. My technology can be reinvented in as little as a week. But you see, the thing is, they want to kill the whole thing. In fact, as you mentioned when you talked to our Intel contacts, they mentioned to me, we're concerned because once they find out what you're doing, they might try to kill you, Deagle. I'm pretty damn brave to do what I'm doing. Okay? I'm fearless. And I realize my own family members are going to die if I don't rescue them. So guess what? This is not a prelude to the end. This is the friggin' end. If we don't stop this, we're all going to die. How's that?
Absolutely. And again, I plead with our listening audience, if we sound angry and a little bit frustrated, we are, because we are concerned that you and your loved ones are going to be perishing in a relatively short period of time unless we're able to get through this study.
Well, it's not just this virus. It's not just COVID-19. That's our relatively mild virus was fading away because people are building up herd immunity. These new versions are being created by people who are vaccinated are going to be much more lethal. Not the Indians, probably one of the first strains, but there may be one from Belgium or Canada or God knows where, America, where these new versions are going to emerge, and they're going to be more lethal and more infective.
Right. And COVID-21 is on its way.
That's the one from India. I call COVID-21 India.
Yes. And right now, all everyone that's taken the COVID-19 shots, they're not going to be protected at all by COVID.
Well, they're not going to be protected by any COVID virus. But the thing
that's true.
Yeah, the problem is, you see, if you're younger, you may not die of it, but it may ruin your health. It may make you sterile if you're a teenager or whatever. If they give it to kids 12 to 15 to 18, they're basically going to have non-swimmer sperm, and they're going to have useless eggs that aren't going to get fertilized.
The whole purpose, even if they can't kill you, is they want to sterilize you and make you a slave in the cyberstate.
Right. They want to sterilize our youngest generation, our so-called millennials.
Right.
Because they're our posterity. And if they succeed, there's not really going to be any future for America. This is why I am pleading with you folks. I know some of you have made contributions to your churches, to organizations like the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, and this has all been wonderful. But compared to all of those organizations, including even your churches.
This is more urgent. The churches basically are lost in space. I mean, listen, I've asked to have churches invite me to speak even remotely, and not one church since the fall of the winter of 2020 when I spoke to Living Waters Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, has any church asked me to speak anywhere. That is 21 years plus.
Yes.
Nobody in the so-called Christian church wants to hear from Dr. Deagle, even if I just stick to science. They don't want to hear it, especially when I call myself Medical Moses. I have the manna to save your ass from this virus of future versions I call like COVID-23 in the movie Morningstar that they put out last year. If you don't listen to me, you're going to suffer first and you're going to die soon afterward. And if your police department and your military dies, this country will be invaded and taken over by globalists, primarily Chinese super science soldiers brought in. They're sitting in Canada and Mexico, ready to be invited in by people like Joe Biden once they get rid of the police. And then we call it coming under the title of United Nations workers, but they'll actually be super soldiers trained in China that have been genetically engineered to be superhumans.
Let me just say,
I think listeners have to remember that under the Federal Emergency Response Plan, that includes the activation of what they call clerical response teams by FEMA agents, and tens of thousands of ministers and pastors and rabbis and imams essentially find themselves under federal control, and that's why they're not receiving good information, particularly in returns of, you know, the fetal tissue that's just been used in some of these
places. Oh, they know this already. Listen, they're just ignoring it. Listen, I've talked to pastors on the side. They are gutless. They know that these tissues are like, say, from 14-week-old male fetal kidney cells, etc. They know this from monkey kidneys and other things, too, besides human fetuses. They know a number of these. For example, even the vaccines were given to Italians before the people came back from the Help Out and Roll program had already been pre-vaccinated with fall vaccines and made perhaps hypersensitized, so the combination of having a flu vaccine made with something similar to the origin of the coronavirus caused them to get lethal responses because they were primed. And when the vaccine or vaccinated felt motor workers came back to Italy to build garments, they actually killed them. That's what happens when you prime someone with something toxic like this. So the flu vaccines, for example, this fall, will act as a co-toxin to amplify the toxic effect of the vaccines. And believe me, every 6 months they want to get booster shots because your spike protein is going to drop as your body starts to extrude the mRNA or DNA. So, John Spring, your closing comments here. We just have a couple of minutes left. Go ahead.
Yes, and keep in mind they're going to be adding more and more foreign matter.
Chips, more God knows what in them.
Yes.
As they have more technology, they're going to insert it because they have one. When you go for your vaccine, they want a digital face scan, and they rotate it so they can pick it up at different angles. They probably want your bioscript DNA. I got the DNA biochip and analyzed in Building 10 in 1999 in Oak Ridge National Labs with Affymetrix in Chicago. They take a micro drop of your blood, and in 5 minutes with a laptop can determine you from anybody else on Earth, basically with your DNA into nuclease breaking down your chromosomes. And analyzing the first part of your 6 digits of your 3-digit number is your DNA haplotype code, so you can actually transplant your organs. The second one is your major genetics, and the third is your affiliations and qualifications. People don't realize they already have the mark of the beast system, 666, ready to go and be tagged directly to your vaccine passport and your chip they put in you besides your cell phone, so they can actually control you. And people think, that's just sci-fi stuff. You're crazy, Deagle. I may be crazy, but I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead.
They've had this technology for at least 15 years. You and I are very much aware of it, Dr. Deagle. We've done research going back that far. Now, let me just say this in conclusion to our listening audience. Unless you are willing to act now, you have no reason to ever point a finger at the older generation of Germans who basically did not take a stronger stand against the Nazis and their practices. So
you signed your death certificate. Is what you, if you don't support what I'm doing, because all these other doctors, no matter who they are, like Dell, Big T, whatever, anybody else out there, they're informing people of the horrors of what's going on, but none of them are presenting solutions or supporting me. None of them. Not one.
And we have solutions, folks.
Right.
Again.
It can be quantitative with blood tests and imaging studies and prove it. So I even train people free and tell them, there's a test you can do, let's say, organic acid with Dr. William Shaw over in Park, Kansas at Great Plains Laboratory, viscometry test, measuring blood viscometry at Meridian Valley Labs and also at the ChemTox testing we can do. I can tell you what kind of imaging studies to prove that your brain's not deteriorating and getting spongiform changes. Guess what? You think these other doctors know? Probably not, because they're stunned idiots. I'm not.
Okay, again, that's EduCap, spelled EduCap, oral, ORAL, exosomes, which is spelled EXOSOMES. Am I correct on that, doctor?
Yeah, LLC, and that's the one that's based out of the Crow Nation in Montana. And we need that funding now. We need you to sign up with the EduCap. If we had enough people signed up, we wouldn't even, not even this external funding, we'd have enough money just from our sign-ups to pay for the lab and the materials and so on. We're basically now need to get this initial funding going. I keep on getting delays from Hong Lee and the other sources, Atlanta. With all that funding soon, again, maybe we'll get it in 2 weeks' time, but that's two more weeks of people, another 28 million Americans that are vaccinated. The more we wait, the more people are going to die.
Okay, and the mailing address again is 1995 Quail View Drive, Vista, California, 92084.
Thank you, everybody. Pay attention. This is a final call. This is like, you know, the flight of the Light Brigade. This is the final run in the darkness to tell you that the British are coming. The British are coming, and now the globalists, Satanists are coming.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Medical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.